Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
There is a fabulous text of Scripture, very appropriate for today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." That is a tremendous passage of Scripture, and if you would really just take the time to think about that passage of Scripture, to meditate upon it, to absorb it, to digest it, to consider all of its aspects, it'll change your life. So much of the time, the reason that we get depressed or get stuck is that we can't let go of the past. We are living in a way that I call, it's rude, but it's descriptive. We are living in a way that I call butt first. Always turned around, always walking backwards, always regretting the past, and therefore unaware of what's coming next and getting ready to make another regrettable mess. You see, years ago, when everybody was getting ready for Y2K, and people were buying generators and buying food and buying water and all, you know, getting their money out of the bank and all those kinds of things, I came home one day and I told my wife, I said, "I'll tell you, I know how I'm going to get ready for Y2K. And she said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit living my life butt first." And she looked at me and said, "What do you mean by that?" And I pulled a chair away from the dining room table, and I started walking toward it, but I wasn't walking toward it facing it. I was turned around looking backwards, and I was walking toward it butt first. And, of course, I ran into the chair, and I said, "You see, I've been living my life this way, so I'm regretting the past. I can't see what's coming. I run into other things and make more messes. I'm just going to turn around, face whatever is out in front of me, and forget whatever is behind me." And I'm going to tell you what, that changed my life. That particular year, the year 2000, we went through major changes, upheavals, I would say. And even people that knew me were wondering what had happened to me, why things had changed. Well, in big part, I wasn't living my life the same way that I had before, and the reason that I could make that change didn't have anything to do with me or some earth-shattering psychological revelation. You know what it had to do with? This verse of Scripture right here, 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." See, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you get to make a fresh start. You get to start over. You get to, you know, clean slate the past and move on. Now just look carefully at this text, at 2 Corinthians 5:17, and realize what you have. You can make a fresh start because you are in Christ. That is, if you're saved. You are in Christ. Now, I'm not sure if you understand the full implication of that or even what being in Christ means. So let me explain it to you in some detail so that you can get it. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, that you are baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. And Ephesians chapter 5 tells you that's not just some well, I guess some people call it universal body or some thing out there. That body is a real body. It is the flesh and blood, and excuse me, the flesh and bones of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul said, we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Well, the body of Jesus Christ today is seated at the right hand of God in heaven. And when you get saved, you are baptized by the Spirit of God, and you are put into that body. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul goes on to say that you are, some of us are hands and some of us are feet, some are eyes, some are nose, some are mouth, some are ears, and so forth and so on. I heard a guy preach on that one time. He said, yea, lo, and some of us are even heels. But as it be that as it may, you are in the body of Christ. You have become a member of something physical, of something tangible, of something real. In Ephesians chapter 2, he goes on to describe that body as the household of God. It has a foundation. It's a building. It becomes a temple. And that should not seem so strange to you, because in John chapter 2, when Jesus Christ was talking to the Pharisees and giving them a sign, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And he was talking about his body. Nothing has changed. His body is a temple. We are lively stones, and we are put into that temple. Do you understand? So when you are in that body, you are no longer in the world. You're living in the world, but you're not of the world, you see. And so positionally and doctrinally and about every other way you can imagine, you have changed. When you get saved and you're baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ, you are now in Jesus Christ. And oh, there are all kinds of things that you can find when you read the Bible about being in Jesus Christ. I can take you to Ephesians chapter 1 is just one example. When you are in Jesus Christ, you have, man, you have so much stuff, okay? The Bible says here in Ephesians chapter 1, let's give you some ideas. First of all, Paul addresses his epistle to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And he says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So all the spiritual blessings that are available to Christians are yours in heavenly places in Christ. The trouble with most Christians today is they're so stinking earthly minded that they are missing out all the spiritual blessings they have by being in Christ. All right. The next thing he shows us in verse 4 is that he has chosen us in him that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So you're a clean slate Christian. And when you stand before him, you will be holy and without blame. You are predestinated to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. Okay? In verse 5, and we are accepted in the beloved. So many Christians today have trouble with acceptance. They say, I don't feel accepted, and they're working so hard to please people so they can be accepted. You're already accepted in the beloved because you're in Christ. Because you're in Christ, verse 7, you have redemption through his blood. Okay? Because you are in Christ, then he makes known unto you the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Verse 9. See? You are gathered together in Christ. Verse 10. You have obtained an inheritance in him. In verse 11. You see that? And it just goes on and on and on. You get the idea. I'm just showing you. There's a little word in there, I-N, and then you read it in Ephesians and other places. The list is just too long to even try to cover in one broadcast. You can make a fresh start because you are in Christ. Do you understand? You are accepted in the beloved. You have been baptized by the Spirit of God into his body. You are a member of his flesh and of his bones. You have a new purpose now. You have some function where you have been fitly joined together with other Christians in his body to do something for him. And there are blessings, and there's acceptance, and there's purpose, and there's will, and there's an inheritance and redemption. associated with that whole process. You see, the problem is you've been, as they say, I don't like to use the word focusing, but you understand it. You've been concentrating your mind on some wart of an event that happened in your life, and you have missed out the view of everything you have in Christ. Okay? Now, you can make a fresh start, not only because you are in Christ, but because also because you are a new creature. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 again. So, just very simple stuff here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You're not who you were before you were saved. You are a completely new creature in Christ. You have the Spirit of God in you, and that in itself is a major thing. Colossians chapter 2 describes for us something called spiritual circumcision, whereby the body of the sins of your flesh has been circumcised by the Spirit of God away from your soul, so that whatever takes place in your body can't affect your soul. Now, if you just think about it for a minute, God is really, really interested in your soul. God is not so interested in your flesh. And you know that because when the Lord was talking to his disciples, he said, look, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. If your foot offends you, cut it off. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. Now, I'm not prescribing that for you now because you have the Spirit of God in you and you're in Christ. So I'm not prescribing that you mutilate your body, but the reason that he made that statement to his disciples is very simple. Your body's not important to him. Your soul is. But you see, the way preachers are preaching today, it's about prosperity. It's about living in a bigger house, driving a better car, having a bigger bank account, getting rich off of faith. It's about getting healed, getting physically better, getting a better marriage, a better better children's relationships, and all that other stuff. And all of those things are temporal. All of those things are physical. And very little preaching is concentrated on the fact that you are a new creature and that your soul is now secure in Christ and that whatever happens to your body doesn't make any difference. Do you understand? You have eternal life. Okay? You are the current possessor of eternal life. So get this. Let's say that you are a person here that is saved, and man, things are just rocking along. You've been going to church, you've been meeting new friends, you've been reading your Bible, you've been growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been passing out tracts, you've actually been able to lead somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, things are just going great, man. You've gotten a job change, you've had a raise, everything's just working out. And all of a sudden you find out you have cancer. You're like devastated. What is this? And then all of a sudden you're in doctor's offices and your health is failing and you're beginning to drag and you're beginning to get discouraged. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The fact that you got cancer did not change the fact that you are still a new creature. That you are still the current possessor of eternal life. In other words, when you got saved and all those things began to improve in your life, all those improvements were temporal things. And so you began to see the blessings of God manifested in your life, and you interpreted God in the light of those blessings. And really and truly, in all of that, a lot of times the soul and the relationship with God are neglected. But you're a new creature in Christ. And now suddenly you have this devastating thing happen to you, a major car wreck or a financial collapse or something went wrong in the marriage or cancer or something like that, and you're devastated. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You are still the possessor of eternal life. Nothing changes. Watch this. Except that you just don't feel good. And you're devastated. Emotionally, it couldn't be worse. I understand that. But when I say nothing changes, watch. Let's say that you are a victim of cancer. I say a victim of cancer. You've got this cancer and it's winning the battle, in other words. And that eventually it's going to kill you, and everything the doctors have done to try to keep that from happening now is fighting a losing battle, and cancer is getting the upper hand, okay? So you know where this thing is going. It's now a terminal illness, and you see this happening, and you're devastated. But wait a minute. You can still be growing in your soul and getting closer to the Lord and your relationship to Him, and getting another day of eternal life lived. So that, watch it, the last day you have on earth, and then boom, you die, and the next day is your first day in eternity. You know something? Your eternal life didn't stop. Your eternal life did not go through any change. You are still possessing eternal life the day after you lose your physical life, and nothing changed. As a matter of fact, you know what's happened out of your body? It's not really dead. I mean, it is physically, but the Bible in the New Testament also calls the condition of your body, sleep, resting in Jesus. So that body's asleep there in the grave, or in the urn if you're cremated, whatever the case may be. And then one day, the Lord returns in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and calls your body, and all of its little molecules are reassembled, and you come up, and now your vile body has been changed into a glorious body just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? You pick up the continuation of eternal life. In other words, this thing about death is not so devastating when you consider that allows the physical life to stop temporarily until Jesus comes back and then gives you a glorified body to continue on in the eternal life that you currently possess. There's nothing else in the world like that, and you enjoy the benefit, the privilege, because you are a new creature. And the problem about your depression, the problem about being stuck where you are, is you're still concentrating all of your attention on the physical and not on the new creature that you are. And once you start thinking about being the new creature, the current possessor of eternal life, it's not going to make a hill of beans to you whether you make $5 an hour or $50 an hour. It's not going to make a hill of beans to you whether you live in a shack or a mansion. It's not going to be a hill of beans to you whether you have cancer or you are living in a buff body. Why? Because you are the possessor of eternal life. You are a new creature, and your life goes now beyond this on into eternity. You can make a fresh start because you are in Christ. You can make a fresh start because you are a new creature. And that's not all. You can make a fresh start, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, because old things are passed away. When you read Romans chapter 6, verse 3, about what happens to you when you are baptized into the body of Christ, you are baptized into His death, and you are planted with Him. Listen, you're not baptized into something like His death. You basically take your place on the cross with Him. Your body does. That's why Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Your old things are passed away. In other words, whatever you have done before makes no difference to God. It doesn't. You say, well, it makes a whole lot of difference to my parole officer. Well, it may, and you may have to live with all that down here. But may I tell you something? The old things, as far as God is concerned, are passed away. Listen, have you ever read the life of Paul? Do you know what he did before he became the apostle? In his zeal to keep the law, he was killing Christians, or basically arresting them and turning them over to the authorities so they could be killed, and he was testifying against them at their trials. I mean, he is an accomplice in their death. And the day that he got saved, you know what? Those old things passed away. Paul will never face in eternity a judgment for killing Christians in his zeal to keep the law. It's gone. That's right. And you know something? Undoubtedly, traveling all over the part of the world that he traveled when he was taking his missionary journeys, he had to run into the mothers of some of the children that he was responsible for arresting, who eventually died as martyrs for their faith. He had to face these people. Okay? He had to face them. And when you read how he faced them, he loved them and they loved him as if that never happened. I mean, he loved them the way he loved them the way the Lord Jesus Christ loved them, and they loved him. the way they love the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how in the world did that happen? Because his old things were passed away. You want to live in the sadness of the days when you did dope, or the days when you aborted a child, or the days when you were married to somebody else, or the days when you did horrible, bad things. Okay, and constantly, you know, you're reminded of that. But may I tell you something? The slate is clean with God. There's a song that some friends of mine sing, and it goes something like this. It goes something like this. It matters not what you have done. It matters not where you have been. There is cleansing from every sin in the blood of God's own Son. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. I wish you could remember that song. You know why you can make a fresh start today? Because your old things are passed away. But that's not all. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you can make a fresh start because all things are become new. All things are become new. In Romans chapter 6, when the Bible is describing what happens to you when you are baptized into the body of Christ, you are also baptized into his life. Not only his death and in his burial, but you are baptized into his resurrection. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You get to walk in the newness of life with a fresh start. Every single day for you is a new day. Wherever you were when you got saved, from that day forward, you are walking with a fresh start in the newness of life. Listen, as long as I've been preaching, as long as I've been in the ministry full time, as long as I've been saved, I think that I've just now really fully begun to comprehend this walking in the newness of life. And may I tell you, I only comprehend it to the point that I do now. I believe that if this continues the way it is, and should the Lord not be coming back in the next 10 years, I'll know even more then than I do now. But what I know now tells me that in the newness of life, God has all this great plan for today. And that in the morning when I arise and I wake up and I think, okay, what am I going to do today? The first thing to do is to pray and yield to the newness of life in Jesus Christ, to his righteousness, to his holiness, to his plan, to his purpose, to his spirit, to his words. And then you go, and you know, today is not at all like yesterday was. Yesterday had a pattern, had a routine. I'm a man of routine, but today didn't start at all like that. And rather than getting thrown off, I see all of a sudden God's hand in so many things, and I'm walking in a newness of life today that is a brand new day, and things are being done and accomplished today that are remarkable and spectacular and fantastic and wonderful. And God is the one that is in charge of all of it. And I'm just experiencing this walking in the newness of life, this new idea, this new plan, this new thing God had today. You know, God is unchangeable. Jesus Christ is unchangeable. His words are unchangeable. None of that has changed. It's just that it's just a new day. It's new air. It's new objective. It's new purpose. It's new accomplishment. It's an unfolding of his will. It's the freshness of something in the Word of God that I read today I've never seen before, though I've looked at the passage maybe even 100 times before. Something is in there today I didn't see before. It's all new. All things, not some things. All things have become new. Oh, my. Oh, my. People are stuck. They're depressed. They're held because they don't realize these four things you've just heard today. You can make a fresh start today, this year, because you are in Christ. You are a new creature. Your old things are passed away, and all things, not some of them, not most of them, all things are become new. So, if you have not trusted Christ, trust Him now. Just simply, the best way you know how, just say, Lord, this preacher's been talking about Jesus Christ who died for me and rose again. I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. And once you've trusted Him, settle it in your heart and mind that you are now in Jesus Christ. Then begin to grow as the new creature you are. Never look back another day in your life. Let the past go. Any thought that pops into your head about the past, let it go. Just let it go. And then turn around and face the day you are in, because for you, that day, this day, is a brand new day. And be determined in that newness of life, in that new creature, in that new position in Christ, in those old things that are passed away, be determined that you today are going to make a fresh start. Begin today, right now, and say, you know what? I'm going to turn around. No more walking butt first for me. Mm-mm. No more walking backwards for me. No more regretting the past for me. I'm going to be aware of what's coming next. I'm going to get ready to make this day a good day instead of another regrettable mess like I've been doing all of my life. Make that fresh start. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is the answer for how to make it new. And may God bless you as you do.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.